Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny podcast. Fran Mirabella is with me.
Hey, everybody. Again.
And Gathalion.
There he is.
Back from Bungie.
Yeah. I'm the current, burn boy over at Reddit right now. It's super fun.
Reddit loves you. Somebody has to be, the scapegoat.
That's right. Yeah, that's fine.
Wait, they're mad at you? What for?
He was too charming.
Oh, on the stream itself. I see.
Yeah. I made too many jokes that were awful. I'm sorry. I'm a dad.
Well, I was counting on that for this show, so.
Yeah. Be super serious for this show.
Yeah.
No, okay. Just kidding. Don't do that. we have a really exciting episode this week. There is a ton of details from Bungie, from you.
What's the basic show rundown?
So we're going to start by talking about the Reef and what you need to know. We're going to talk about how ascending your gear works. It's extremely important. And our favorite weapons and armor from...
That we want to ascend.
From the game.
From the
game? No, the second expansion, House of Wolves.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first up, let's open up talking about the Reef. Gathalion, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you saw?
The Reef. Well, I found two ghosts, and that was cool.
Bungie, where were they? Where were
those.
They? Tell us.
Yeah, there's this one. It's like under a beam, and then the other one's like on a roof. Look for it, guys.
All right, now we know.
The Reef was cool. I mean, obviously, it was a bit more like rundown or industrial than the tower. Mm-hmm. It's a smaller space than the tower, but I feel like it has a lot of personality to it. So I think they had to create something that was drastically different from the other social space.
So who are the important characters in the social space?
In the social space, we've got all the names. Dang it.
Petra Venge.
I called her, what was it? Queen Dude was Petra. And she was the queen's emissary.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the Vandal Dude who had his arms ripped off because he's whatever.
Varix the Loyal.
Yeah, he's disloyal. So he got his, which is brutal, brutal lore.
Yeah.
And then, you've got everything around there. There's the new Cryptarch who looks like Electro from the terrible Spider-Man movie.
I didn't realize he was a new Cryptarch yet. He's a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
does he sound the same? I really like it.
Oh, that looks fine.
I don't think they showed him very much on the stream, did they?
Did we hear him?
Did we walk by him, Gathalion?
I got to see him.
Okay.
We walked by him in the I believe we did.
Man, I've become so accustomed to that like horrible relationship and how it sounds, you know.
Well, now you've got a new one.
That's a rare find. It's like a horrible weapon. You want.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
I just hope he's really trolly in this. It's like, I wonder what this will be.
I'm just excited. That relationship with the Cryptarch is so important.
Yeah.
And now to think about it being a new Cryptarch, and we don't know what his name yet, it sounds
What if he's super sarcastic? What if he's like, oh, yeah, this will be a purple?
That would be perfect, actually, where he's like, well, this should go well.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
They should
Please
really
don't
embrace
hate me
the
forever.
And then there was the Trials of Osiris guy.
Oh, yeah, brother. Right. Never mind. We'll go off on that later. Yeah. But
Brother Vance is another.
Yeah, Brother
character.
Vance. Yeah, that's the one.
He's really important. Osiris. He is Trials of Osiris. We didn't see too much with him, did we?
Not too much. I mean, they just kind of went up and went in his gear. You just don't hear talk to them much. Well, because I think there will be cutscenes, right, that we just haven't got to see. Like we saw with Eris, you know, and her speaking to you in the trailer and stuff like that. I think there will be more of that, I presume.
Kind of giving you a rundown of what happens.
Yeah.
Sure.
We will find out soon enough. So there's also a postmaster. It's just the same postmaster as the one in
still,
the tower.
Is it still Xander? Oh, postmaster. That's not Xander.
No, yeah, it's just a postmaster. Mm-hmm. There is the bounty tracker. I don't think it's Xander, though. It's just a robot.
Right.
I don't believe he was named. Mm-hmm. And then there is a vault. It is a shared vault. It's not a new vault. It's just your vault in a different location so that you can access all your weapons.
It makes sense for convenience, but part of me, I was like, can I just get a new vault for more space? Like,
well, the bounty board was also shared, too, just so there's no confusion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I gathered.
So maybe
gathered,
that is Xander 99.
The basic bounties.
Maybe. I don't think he can be in two places at the same time, though, Fran. He's a robot, so it's like Xander 99B.
Maybe
like
he's
for
Xander,
brother for his
maybe he's
brother.
Xander 98, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. What else?
That's cool. So it's very similar to the current tower.
It
we
is.
Didn't see anybody like, what's her name, who sells the shaders.
No, nobody emblems. Like that we saw.
All no, each, no.
Yeah, each no. vendor seemed to have a lot of good stuff in that realm.
They did tease hidden areas, though.
They did, yeah. I asked about that, and they said they'd sort of moved it along from there, so maybe that's some areas they might use in the future.
They walked up to a door, looked at it for like 60 seconds straight, and said, talked about secret areas that might open, maybe. We can't say anything.
Is the speaker only in the old tower?
Yeah.
Or the tower?
Yeah.
Huh.
So let's move on, actually, to talk about the tower. So one question that everybody has is, why would I ever go to the tower again? Well, first of all, the gunsmith and the speaker are great reasons to go to the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Thalion, what does the gunsmith do now?
The gunsmith has telemetries now to start, which I thought was really interesting, and they sort of didn't focus on that much, but telemetries are awesome. But other than that, the big reason is you can reforge your faction weapons that you can buy in the House of Wolves now.
Yeah,
so,
House of Wolves weapons only, nothing else. So, like, I can't re-roll my Shadow Price.
Yeah.
You know, and...
it is what it is, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of your vendors, like the faction-specific ones, it looks
Dead
like
Orbit,
their inventory is going away.
Vanguard, yeah.
And it's being reset with House of Wolves weapons. Because we actually looked at New Monarchy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And...
yeah, like,
I texted you last night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, friend, go buy Vanquisher 8, like, right now.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's 150
I went to look
marks.
At that, and I was like, 150 Crucible marks. I want to save those for new weapons. But now, I mean, what do you think, Ithalion? Like,
yeah, what are
would
the
you advise, must-haves? Yeah, like, going back to buy stuff?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go through the inventories and see if there's anything with good perks that I want to buy right now.
Yeah.
But there's nothing with, like, exceptional perks in the tower just yet.
Yeah,
some of the weapons.
Like, yeah, we talked about it because, like, Alfredo loved the Vanquisher, I guess.
Yeah,
I never really used it. I don't use ARs that much.
Well, now nobody does.
Solid one, yeah.
That's a good point. And, yeah, the game always changes. But I have some decent ARs. But ultimately, like, having Vex, it's like, I know it's a fusion, but it's more like almost
it's also
an
AR. Exotic, so.
Yeah, it is an exotic slot. But
They also might rotate this time around because that's been something the community has wanted is for the vendors to rotate their inventory, and you never know, maybe that's something Bungie
that's
has listened to, because they've listened to a whole lot.
I would love
to have another chance at Shadow Price. Was my favorite AR from launch Destiny, and I would love to get that reroll with the ammo perk for more ammo.
Mm-hmm. You can't do it
but,
today.
Yeah, you can't get that one. You can't get the Devil You Know anymore. Those are two like very sought after weapons.
Right. Let me ask this question, which I just don't understand about it, and maybe we don't know the answer yet. What is the advantage of taking all these weapons with all these roles and styles and removing them from the game for roles? Like, if anything, right, like, we just don't get enough good stuff out of Nightfall, for example. Like, I would gladly take just random roles on every type of weapon. Like,
I get new Monarchy drops in Nightfall.
Yeah, but now you're not going to be able to – you'll get fewer types of drops. Like, meaning, why not expand the library? Why reduce it? You know, I don't totally understand that.
That's a good point.
I mean, like, maybe it's because the way the game works, then people are going to get these old guns and be really mad, and I do understand that, and maybe balancing that out was really hard. Mm-hmm. That's my only guess, by the way. It's kind of unfortunate, right? You have three DLC packs now, a really big library of guns and names and designs and roles, And then you're taking stuff away over time. You know?
That's a good point. But if I get another secret handshake, I am going to kill somebody.
I've never got that shotgun, right?
I've gotten eight.
Oh, wow.
Like, just like a ridiculous amount where I'm just like, oh, another one, delete. Yeah.
What do you think, Italian?
Yeah. So you want to be able to get, like, the older weapons just based on looks, or their roles aren't really too different from some of the recolors or reskins,
right.
But it'd still be nice to have those weapons in the game somewhere to be able to get, like, have them in the loot pool and,
that's what
you know,
I mean,
the Crucible,
you know,
or whatever.
It just seems like
you're throwing away artwork, pretty much.
That's exactly it, right? I mean, maybe it is just the looks, because, yeah, there's going to be really nicely balanced House of Wolves stuff, I hope.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, does it make sense to go back and get really what's another version of something new? But at the same time, it adds a diversity where it's like, well, I like, you know, Devil You Don't or whatever. Like, you never know. I don't like that gun.
The funny part about the being able to reroll your perks is, I believe this is something we talked about the first time I was on Fireteam Chat.
Mm-hmm.
And Fredo was vehemently against being able to
reroll
your perks because he thought it would introduce people just being super overpowered or...
Yeah.
Or good. Whatever, but they did add a bunch of new perks into the game, so I think there's going to be a ton of variety of what you want your loadout to be.
But it costs, right? I mean, do we know how you reroll cost-wise yet?
Yeah, it was on there. I believe it's motes.
Yeah, it's motes and some glimmer, I think, yeah.
Speaking of motes, we never talked about the speaker. You can buy motes now. You can exchange materials. All that's really huge. We did a bunch of news about that on IGN.
You can buy glimmer.
Yeah, you can buy glimmer using your ascendant shard. So I have like 450 ascendant shards.
Yeah,
it's like, well, I'm short on glimmer, cash in.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I think that was smart. It just completely balance it out, fix your economy with whatever you need by going over to speaker. Plus, it gives you a reason to go to the speaker. Like,
yeah,
there wasn't really a reason to do that. So.
So the only thing I really want to see is to be able to exchange Ascendant Energy for Radiant Energy and Ascendant Shards for Radiant Shards. Like, I don't even know if we're going to need that economy, though, moving into House of Wolves.
Right?
No, you cannot.
No, you could. You can exchange Ascendant Energy for Ascendant Shards Shards for Radiant Energy.
You can do that, but you can't exchange Ascendant Shards for Radiant Shards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Radiant
Which
Shards.
Which is what
I would like. The up trade.
My bad.
Yeah. I'm not sure that the Radiant Shards, how necessary they'll be, or if those bubbles will exist when you ascend the gear. I didn't ascend anything while I was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you're really going to need those, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Because don't you just need some materials and glimmer and stuff to ascend, not shards?
Well, let's actually move on to our next topic if we're going
to
go there. Our next topic is... Destiny, how ascending your gear works. Now, most of this is from Reddit, as they were paying attention to the stream and taking photos of almost everything.
Yeah, like stuff that we need mouse over would like go by so fast sometimes.
So first of all, here's what Reddit found. Exotic weapons require 1,500 glimmer, 25 weapon materials, and one exotic shard. And it seems like they don't require the new material... Etheric Light.
Yeah.
And I said it wrong.
No, they don't. Exotics you can upgrade. If you have the shard, you can... I'm pretty much going to be able to go in and upgrade my entire catalog of exotics.
Yeah, I
Wait,
have, like...
Wait, isn't it called Etheric Light, or is it pronounced
It's like Etherical Light.
Etheric. Mm-hmm. Oh, Etheric Light. Got it. Like ethereal, maybe, or... No,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's not ethereal. Ethereal
Etheric. Light. Oh, Etheric. I think it's Etheric Light. Hey, we got to know this, Debbie. It's important. Anyway.
We were talking about it before the stream. I'm like, man, I really don't want to screw up how to say it. And then immediately I'm just like, oh, well.
Corrections. No. It's from a previous show. But yeah, I mean, if you look at what they're asking, it's not that much. Okay, 1,500 glimmer. You know, that's not going to take you that long.
Here's exotic armor, 1,500 glimmer, 25 hardonic essence as an example, and one exotic shard. That's if you're warlock, obviously different for the other classes. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty good for exotic armor. And then your legendary stuff is where you need the etheric light. Now, etheric light, what do we know about it, Cathalion? Did they say much?
You can get it out of Nightfalls, Iron Banner, Trials of Osiris, and the Prison of Elders.
Okay.
So two
they
of those activities
that?
You can do without having the DLC.
That was on there.
Okay.
Yeah, so how frequently, though, can you get it? Obviously, Nightfall, you have
no
one
idea.
Chance there. We don't know
no
yet.
Idea.
Yeah, how it works in Nightfall and all that stuff is really going to be interesting. How much do you get? That's what I want to know.
I'm going to assume it's one per drop because each upgrade takes one regardless. So yeah, I don't imagine they'll let you upgrade more than one piece at a time based on your
drops. I think it's like an exotic shard, yeah. I think it's like that.
Yeah.
So,
which, by the way, I just want to say I've like sat on upgrading my exotics for super long because I wasn't wearing them. So I have all these exotic shards. I'm really happy.
So for weapons and armor, it is 750 glimmer, 20 planetary materials, different ones for different weapons, and one etheric light.
Yeah. Other than the etheric light, it's not that expensive. True. I mean, honestly, if you look at it, it's just like exotic shard setup. Like we already have experience, but it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So where it used to cost like, what, 7,500 glimmer or whatever, it was crazy to upgrade.
Yeah.
Now it's much cheaper, but getting that shard, right, you know, that's going to be tricky. And I expect it to be just as tricky for the etheric light.
Well, the exotic shards are easy to get, but the etheric light's going
to
be tricky.
It sounds to me like I have maybe two or three opportunities, maybe four if they're going to drop it in. I don't know if it's going to start appearing in raids. Probably not, I guess, but two or three opportunities a week. What do you think?
Yeah, three opportunities in a week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means we've got – we talked about, oh, we can ascend everything. The grind is gone.
It's going to take a while.
No. Yeah.
No, the grind's still there.
Yeah, the grind is still there. That's kind of the point. I mean, what's the next release? We don't know yet.
Well, the big question is kind of what's going to happen with that Xur upgrade to version 2? Do you do anything with that anymore? Or, like, what do you do with your version 2 weapons now?
What do you mean? You don't, max? You don't need to go through Xur.
Right now, if I have an invective, there is no reason to go to Xur.
On May 19th and after, there's no reason.
Yeah, true. Right now, you can upgrade to version 2.
Yeah, but don't do it because it's a waste. You're right. And to Destin, I think your point, you're saying, like, just ascend, don't use Xur. But here's the real question. When you go to Xur, are they going to strip all that out? I would imagine, right? There's no reason for him to upgrade you to DLC 2, so to speak, right? So meaning that's the real interesting part. What's Xur going to look like after May 19th? Because that whole bottom row, in theory, should be gone. Unless maybe that's where you do it now. No, you don't have to go to Xur.
Telemetries, though.
That's the real question. I think I'd love to see some posts and comments about that. Emails at Destiny.IGN and all the above. But yeah, what's Xur going to look like since, unless we're missing something, there's no reason to go to Xur to upgrade after the 19th.
Well, he would probably let you upgrade to version 3, right?
But meaning it's an ascend slot.
Yeah, it's a weird...
Yeah. There's no reason, but they changed his whole layout.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be gone, you know, which is fine. Maybe they go back to the old way and just strip
it out. They didn't like that system. You know, there's been devs have commented on that and said that they wanted to strip that because the community didn't like it and they realized
it was the wrong path to go down. Yeah. After I upgraded a few things, like, it was just always there and it was annoying. I mean, I thought of re-rolling a few times, but I was like... It's not worth it.
Not worth the time.
But now you can do it all in your menu, so they fixed it. Yeah. But it's interesting.
And what I really want to know is, can I take my level 1 max Galahorn and upgrade it immediately to a level 3 maxed out Galahorn? You know, that's
I don't think I have the perks on it. It looks like all the weapons and armor in the second expansion don't have armor and damage bubbles on it. So will ascending it just do away with that, or you still have to fill it up? Because I don't think you have to fill it up before ascending.
Not upgraded and you go to version 3, will it fill out all the bubbles for you, or do you have to still do that work, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, essentially. I feel like we might be in a situation where it just makes you
On the stream, if it was maxed out and they upgraded it, it was...
Well, they all stayed.
Yeah.
It retained.
They all stayed, yeah.
But, yeah.
But your question's important. If they're still empty, I have a bunch of weapons that are like this. If I ascend, does it go to the top? I think it will go to the base level. Like, do we know what the base damage is of, you know, a new exotic? Like, right, it's 300 today.
Yeah, 300 for a version 1.
Version 1. No, that's the base level of an exotic weapon.
No, it's
today.
302. 302
oh, 302,
for Dark
you're right. Yeah. Fine. 302.
No, sorry. 300 is a maxed out version 1 Galahorn. 302. 302 is the Dark Below base. This is the kind of number stuff that like people are going to go crazy about.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Just to illustrate, though, let's take it simple. Okay, fine. It's 302.
Yeah.
Max is 331 or whatever for Galahorn, right?
For Dark Below.
For today. Yeah. Exactly. So 331. So what I'm saying is in the new House of Wolves world, curious what you know you think, Ithalion and Destin, if you haven't upgraded that experience on your Galahorn, let's say, will it put you at the new base level, which sounds like it could be 332 or 333?
Just a step up.
Do we know what that base level is yet? We don't even know if it exists, I guess is the other question. It would have to, upgrading through the perk system.
Well, we know what the max is. It's 365.
There you go. So I bet you it's about 330-something for the base. So my theory would be if you haven't upgraded it yet, your ascend will take you to that, but you still got to run through the experience to get you to max level. Okay.
So just so we, I want to get this in here. What are you guys going to ascend first? Like, what's your highest priority stuff to level up?
Man. Armor.
For you, it's
specifically
armor,
Gathalion? Though.
Gathalion, light level is the most important thing in the game.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
you can have amazing weapons and be one level under, and you're severely nerfed. So
yeah,
armor's
true.
First for me, yeah.
Yeah, my Heisen helmet from Vault of Glass, because I love the look. Perks, I got to look into it, but I just want that helmet so bad, and ascending that would be awesome. But do you have an idea, Gathalion, of specifically which armor yet?
Specifically which armor? Yeah. Shoot. I mean, it really depends, because I didn't get to play around with it that much, but do the base stats go up? I mean, you can assume that the base stats go up when you ascend it.
Yeah.
If you're looking at your
like intelligence your strength, intellect, and stuff
discipline.
Like that.
Did you have a chance to see that? Because I didn't get a lot of hands-on time with ascending.
Not on the stream. I don't remember seeing it on the stream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something to consider as well. Base stats are important.
Yeah. What are your top three weapons, though? We'll start with weapons, then armor. Like, just pick like three of your favorites. I can go first if you need time to think about it.
No, go ahead.
All right. Galahorn, Fatebringer, Vision of Confluence, Corrective Measure, and then my Vault of Glass armor.
Let's slow down and repeat that. Galahorn, Vision of
Confluence.
Pretty much
everything from the vault.
In that order?
Everything from the vault. Galahorn's number one priority. Number one. Are you kidding? It's the best weapon in the game.
It's the best weapon in the game.
Yeah.
Currently.
Number two is Fatebringer.
Mm-hmm.
Vision of Confluence is kind of a guilty pleasure. It's not great. So actually, number three for me would have to be Icebreaker.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. You're saying only weapons right now, not.
Number
See, this is what I'm challenging.
Are we really including
exotics in this? Because
glass
I feel
armor.
Like we're going to go in with the materials to upgrade exotics.
Yeah.
As far as for players like us three, I'm sure we all have a few exotic shards lying around.
Like, according to the Reddit
I have
thread,
everything
we have what we need to upgrade.
Yeah, I can upgrade
things.
Exotics right away without having to chase stuff. So, yeah, a number of my exotics are going to come up.
What about you, Fran? What are some of yours?
Well, yeah, definitely the Vault of Glass helmet, just for looks, for starter. But I like the perks are decent, too. But,
Probably your Fatebringer, right? Right away?
Very funny. I'm still chasing the Fatebringer. You have to bring that up all the time. At this point, yeah, whatever. Hopefully, I just get it out of the new one. But anyway... that was big, but actually, it's funny. I was just going over my list, and Icebreaker was actually way up there for me. I mean, you just use it so much.
Yeah.
My Vex Mythoclast, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's an important one.
And, I talk about it a lot on here, is my Purifier 7 Void Fusion. It was just a really nice roll with Feeding Frenzy and Fast Reload, Fast Coil, so it's a great fusion.
Yeah.
I use it so much, so I definitely want to roll that. You know, there's a lot to think about otherwise. But to Gathalion's point earlier, hitting your light level early is important. So I do think that's where, if I'm going to get Etheric Light, probably I'm going to first think about armor. I mean, I know that weapons are important, but that light level is so important because it strengthens your weapons right away, too. So
well, let's let Gathalion answer his weapons, then we'll talk about armor really quick because I have something I wanted to say about it. Go ahead, Gathalion.
I'm going to, obviously, Fatebringer. Makes sense.
So wait, Fatebringer or Galahorn first?
Fatebringer, probably.
Fatebringer's number one.
Bad boy.
Yeah,
you're wrong, but that's okay.
I'm definitely
Galahorn, you can do it for free, basically. You don't have to worry about Galahorn. So,
well,
really,
shard,
you only have to think about your Etheric Light.
Yep, that's exactly the question, right?
Okay. So, yeah, I guess
probably Fell Winner's Lie in there.
Which one?
Because that shotgun's ridiculous. And Corrective Measure. And probably my Deviant Gravity. As far as Legendaries goes, those are probably the ones I use the most.
You like Corrective Measure, too. It's my favorite
I love Corrective
Measure.
It's great.
Yeah.
I really like Corrective Measure, yeah. I would seriously consider that. Void came from Vault of Glass, only level 300 right now.
Yeah.
Any Vault of Glass weapon is interesting. Like
it's the 100 clip. Like, I forget I have to reload half the time with that thing.
Right.
And in PvP, it is just, you tear everybody apart.
Yeah, it's like, you know, going back to your original question, it really is, now that I think about it, we should have said top five legendary gear, because that's the real battle you're going to face. Sure, exotic shards, and you can buy those from Zerstil, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but the real battle is getting Etheric Light to level up everything that's not exotic, which, of course, is the biggest challenge, because you only have one exotic slot per side. So
I'm sure everybody has at least 10 legendaries that are in their rotation.
Yeah.
So,
Word of Crota. I have
Vision of Confluence is a big one for me.
Word of Crota, or sorry, Hunger of Crota and Word of Crota. I use a ton actually.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. As your alternate, like if you can't have a exotic, you need a
now, very commonly I run with Word of Crota, Hand Cannon, Void Rite, mm-hmm. and then I have like Icebreaker second slot, and then Hunger of Crota in the third, depending on the mission. But I mean, it's
my three heavies are Galahorn, Hunger of Crota, and Corrective Measure. That's just like my go-tos, you know.
Good choices.
Yeah. Anyway, armor. So for me, the one thing I wanted to say about armor really quick is what I want to upgrade is the gear that will help me the most. So, like, I want a higher intelligence, a little bit lower strength, but I want a little bit of strength because I want that faster recharge. And what is it? It's intellect, strength, and
discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then kind of a balance between discipline and intellect for my warlock. Yeah,
discipline's melee cooldown, right?
I believe so.
That's grenade.
Yeah. Intellect is super. Yeah. And then I don't really care about strength as much. Mm-hmm. So whatever armor gives me the best stats, even if I look goofy, I don't care.
I know. What do you think, Italian?
Yeah. I don't like looking goofy. I don't want to look like a circus clown.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I'll do two sets. One where I look really cool and one that's actually functional and usable.
Taking showers of etheric light, Destin. You do whatever you want. No, I mean, that is the interesting part, right? Like, I talked about it a lot. I like looking right. I don't know. That's part of the game is who you are. And so I will probably balance it out. Like, this makes sense, but I'm going to wear the Volta Glass Heisen helmet on the Warlock because it's so awesome.
It does look awesome. Yeah, it's a great looking helmet.
Yeah.
So we're getting pretty close to the end here, but we have one more topic we wanted to go over. And that is our favorite weapons and armor that we've seen in House of Wolves this far. And basically I went to Reddit and looked at all this stuff here. I took a few notes. It says, gear requires way less materials to max out now. 5 Relic Iron and 4 Hedronic Essence was shown as an example during
Isn't
the stream.
Hedronic?
Hedronic, you're right. Okay. I just can't talk.
You're the king.
I can't read. I can't read things.
Everything he says is irrelevant. The opposite.
You'll be fine. Ethereal and Hedronic. Yeah.
Sorry.
Vendor gear is going away. We said this earlier, and this was guessed by The Outlast 1988 on Reddit. He said, get a Vanquisher 8, the one that I kept trying to get.
Man, I might have to buy it.
So here's a question. Are we going to have double rocket launchers? There's a screenshot of a dude holding a rocket launcher with a rocket launcher on his back.
That one that's like, yeah.
Yeah. What's that about? Do you think there's going to be like a special rocket launcher in your second slot?
I think there's a – you go first, Gathalion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, there's been a lot of guesses about that. It's either, hey, you get a primary rocket launcher. I'm not sure I'm on board with that. Or a special one. I feel like that would make you too overpowered in the Crucible.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning towards effectively some sort of relic.
See, maybe. I actually think is under the model of Universal Remote and all of that, like, I do think there's a good chance of in special, a light to medium powered almost like a grenade launcher effect, let's call it. Mm-hmm. I do think there's a decent chance that you could rock something like that plus a real rocket launcher. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're right, an actual rocket launcher, I don't know. But I think
that would break Crucible in half. Like, people would be
enough. I'll take a grenade launcher, too, of some kind.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a one-round rocket launcher is your special weapon. That maybe, I don't know. We'll find out.
But, again, you're sort of assuming that it's, like, a full-on rocket launcher, but, like, you know, Universal Remote has its limits as well as a primary, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I've seen a lot more of it since they've been limiting the special ammo, though, for people that want a main at shotgun.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the look of the gear that we've kind of been teased by during, like, the stream? Like, we saw Gathalion wearing some cool new stuff, and on their website.
The helmet with the horns on it? The
Ram?
Yeah, the Ram helmet.
That's a Warlock helmet, right? The Ram.
It's silly. It's great.
I don't know what that is, but I want it. It looks cool.
Oh, yeah.
The Trials of Osiris gear looks awesome.
It does look super cool.
Yeah.
I think the gear looks really good. I think if you look through it, and I noticed with the shaders, although they didn't show them, there is a lot of color. And looking through the weapons too, right? We're glancing down at the sheet here in the podcast room, and there's like yellow popping, you know, there's orange and whites, and like I think
gold,
they're really trying to
gold.
Get stuff to pop. And yeah, like watching you run around, Gathalion and Deej and everyone, like even like when you went to the Crucible Quartermaster, I mean, it was like white, primary red, bright blue, like very vibrant stuff. And I think that they've really taken that to heart, it seems.
And
so
the ships
on the main factions are really, really impressive this time around. Yeah.
Yeah. And the ships, they have that cool new ship you can get in the Reef. And like all the ships are really colorful. No more poop brown ships. That's great. That was a big problem at launch.
I was like, when am I going to find my next brown ship?
Was that the
How come you don't get anything when you dismantle ships?
Yeah, you still don't get
They're made of something, so.
Yeah. That'd be
we
nice
don't know
to
that
get.
For sure. They didn't do that yet. But
it'd be nice to get glimmer or something for it.
Something.
Like that one ship's like 16,000, 17,000 glimmer.
Yeah.
You should get like a part or something from this panel.
But yeah, I do think things are looking really nice. We don't know what a lot of these are yet, though, right? The perks, the stuff on them. So.
Sure.
Yeah. There's an NES-looking light gun that one Reddit user actually found out. So there's an image of this gun, this pistol. It's the only pistol we've really seen thus far. And it was from Revolve Mac on Reddit. It's like an NES pistol that you get. And it's actually in the cutscene from when you go to the reef for the first time and you have that like tussle with the queen or
whatever.
Oh,
really? It was already in there. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's more like electronic from the sound of it.
Yeah, it looks like an NES zapper, basically.
Not quite a hand cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gear that I want, Trials of Osiris, and whatever that Ram helmet is. There's like a bird chest, hunter chest piece.
Yeah,
also,
that looks really cool. By the way,
And some of the ships. Some of the ships.
It's looking great. I mean, I don't know if this was really on the list to talk about, but how are you guys feeling about House of Wolves as a release versus what we saw with Dark Below?
Yeah.
I'm really excited, and I'm not gonna go off and rant. I'd love to hear from you guys.
Go ahead, get that Lane.
I'm super excited, man. From what I've seen, it seems like there's going to be a lot more replayability this time around. The grind is still obviously there with the etheric light, but I'm really excited. I'm ready for new stuff, and it's been a long time, and people are super excited about just like a little drop in the bucket of here's what's coming. So I think it's going to be all around better received than Dark Below. Yeah, from what I've seen thus far.
I cannot wait to like hop in, play this game, start trying out the new modes and everything like that. And the community responded really, really well to the stream. Like they're excited. They feel like Bungie's listening to them.
Yep.
And that's really important. Bungie really needed a big win with this DLC.
Yeah. No, I feel like this is a big drop, actually. Dark Below was our first experience, and we sort of thought, oh, is this how it's going to work? And we're like, okay, fine. You know, we're waiting on the hard raid. And then January came and then went, and it was like, man, this is it until House of Wolves. Yeah. And we've been scraping by. This release feels like there's a lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a whole new area. You're getting a lot of gear, it looks like, actually. I haven't done the count. It looks significant, you know?
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of stuff, a lot of ships. So I feel really, really good about it. The real question is, will Prison of Elders and, sure, Trials of Osiris, but especially for that co-op group play, will it replace the raids and the issues that we're wanting to have a six-man raid? Mm-hmm. You know, that's TBD.
But yeah.
I do think it looks like a really big drop. And if you're going to raid it versus Dark Below, it looks like it's going to come out on top.
Yeah. Well, friend, that's all that we have time for today. But I do have an exciting announcement. We are allowed to say I was at Bungie. I'm allowed to say I was at Bungie. I'm allowed to say that I played Trials of Osiris and I played Prison of Elders, and that you can expect impressions next week Wednesday at 11 a.m. on IGN. It's the same time as their stream. So hit up IGN, check out all the news that we're going to have from the event, and have Bungie open in your other tab.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be bringing you everything from their stream also. So
super exciting. Yeah. We did forget one thing, which we don't have to cover now. Commendations, you can just burn to
rep. Yeah.
Do you want to cover that now?
Yeah,
or?
So just briefly, the commendation system, those marks that are, what are they called? They're just commendations, right?
Yeah, commendations, yeah.
So if you burn 20 of those, you're going to be able to hit rank 3 with a night.
I thought you said.
20 with Nightfall buff.
Oh, with the buff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you have Nightfall buff, you can burn 20 of those and be rank 3 in any of the factions. So just put on your faction bond, burn 20 of those with your Nightfall buff, and you're rank 3 in New Monarchy or whatever you want to be. Or if you need to level up your Vanguard, this is how you're going to do it. This is great if you play Dark Below.
Yeah, if you do the math, it sounds like if you have Nightfall buff, it takes 6 to 7 commendations to get through a rank.
Yeah.
So 20, there you go.
24 without the buff.
Yeah, but it's really cool. Yep. You can, just burn them. I assume you got to go to the – I didn't see how it was done, but you have to go to the faction and then burn
it. Looks like he did it from his inventory on the weekly update.
I saw that on the GIF, and that's why I'm confused. Mm-hmm. Like, how does it go towards – oh, it's what you're wearing. Duh.
Yeah.
You put on
so if you're wearing nothing, it'll probably go towards –
Vanguard or Crucible.
I knew that. What was I saying?
Mm-hmm.
Corrections, Des.
I do also want to say thank you. I pulled a lot of these stats from Reddit, so thank you, Asper Juriek, Wiki2726, and Sage Leader. For a lot of the topics on the show this week.
That's awesome.
I prepped as best as I could. Hopefully, I got most of the facts
right. He was a little busy, apparently.
Yeah, a little busy. Thank you for joining us, Gathalion. Where can people find your stuff? We didn't do the intro like last time. Sorry.
Yeah, we didn't. You can find me at twitch.tv/KingGathalion or on Twitter. It is at Gathalion. And yeah.
Okay.
Easy.
Fran?
I'm just at Fran Mirabella. Yeah. Easy to find me. FM3. I've still got space on my list on PS4 if you want to play.
And I'm at Destin Legere on Twitter. Thank you guys for joining us. Until next time, Guardians out.
Guardians out.
It's never going to catch on.
It totally is. I'm kidding. It. People are responding like, love the chat. Guardians out. We need it.
Guardians out.
There we go. There we go.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.